Some historical background. As always, it is difficult to summarize the city history in just a few lines, but to understand the origins and know how important Toulouse was in the past, we will make a brief chronological tour with this audio guide. The history of the city begins in the 1st century with the presence of the Romans, who gave it the name of Toulousa. Back then, it was the capital of the Visigoth Kingdom in the 5th century, and later, the capital of the Frankish Kingdom of Aquitaine and of the County of Toulouse in the 9th century. As you can see, right from the beginning, the city had a very important place. In this French region, a new conception of Christianity developed around the Middle Ages in disagreement with the one in Rome. The followers of this heresy, called Cathars, were persecuted and exterminated in very large numbers during the Inquisition. The final consequence of this religious war was the loss of the entire immense county of Toulouse, which in 1271 was annexed to the domains of King Philip III of France, known as the Bold One. This was the biggest step toward building France as a united country. With peace restored, the bourgeois enriched themselves, and the city experienced relative prosperity, slowed by plague epidemics and the Hundred Years' War. Then, from 1463 to 1560, Toulouse lived its golden century thanks to the trade of glasdom, a plant from which a magnificent blue dye was extracted. Later, it declined because of the sector crisis and the creation of new pigments to dye textiles. Certainly, it was the First World War, 1914 through 1918, that fueled Toulouse's industrial activity. This was because the main battle scenarios were located in northern France, so most of the industries settled in the south of the country. Endowed with good workmanship, an efficient transport network, and numerous raw materials, Toulouse benefited from, among other things, the creation of gunpowder factories. In 1917, it saw the birth of the Letico Ware factory, which quickly turned to aircraft manufacturing.